This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today ruled out any third-party mediation between India and Pakistan, reiterating that dealings with Islamabad will be strictly bilateral. Talking to media on the sidelines of an event in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said India has made it clear that the only thing which remains to be discussed with Pakistan is the vacating of illegally occupied Indian territory in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir.
Our relations, our dealings with them will be strictly bilateral. That is a national consensus for many years, and there is absolutely no change. Pakistan has a list of terrorists who need to be handed over. They have to shut down the terrorist infrastructure. We are prepared to discuss with them what is to be done on terrorism. Those are the talks which are feasible.
The External Affairs Minister stressed that the Indus Waters Treaty will continue to be held in abeyance.
The Indus Waters Treaty is held in abeyance and will be continued to be held in abeyance until cross-border terrorism by Pakistan is credibly and irrevocably stopped.
Earlier, speaking at the inauguration of the embassy of Honduras in New Delhi, Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the economic engagements between India and Honduras in the last 3 decades have grown steadily, with bilateral trade reaching more than $300 million. He added that the opening of the embassy of Honduras in the national capital will go a long way to facilitate trade promotion, encouraging business people to use the embassy as a hub for matchmaking. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that Operation Sindoor is India's impregnable and strong response to terror when exported from Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir for the last several decades now. Addressing the troops at Army's 15 Corps Badami Bagh cantonment, he commended the Indian Armed Forces for the valour, bravery and meticulous work while executing Operation Sindoor.
हमारे प्रधानमंत्री माननीय नरेंद्र मोदी जी के कुशल नेतृत्व और मार्गदर्शन में ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान आपने जो कुछ भी किया है उस पर पूरे देश को गर्व की अनुभूति हो रही है मैं अभी भले ही आपका रक्षा मंत्री हूं लेकिन उससे पहले तो मैं भारत का एक नागरिक हूं रक्षा मंत्री के साथ साथ मैं आज भारत के नागरिक के रूप में भी आप सबके प्रति आभार व्यक्त करने के लिए यहां मौजूद हूं
In Jammu and Kashmir, 3 terrorists were killed in an encounter with security forces at Nader Tral area of Avantipura and Pulwama district today. The operation started early this morning. IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdi told Akashvani News that during the operation, 3 armed terrorists were killed and the bodies have been retrieved from the encounter site. Indian Army conducted the Tista Prahar exercise at the Tista field firing range in West Bengal today. Various units of the Army, including infantry, mechanized infantry, artillery, armed corps, para special force, Army aviation engineering, signal participated in the exercise. The exercise holds significance in the backdrop of Operation Sindoor. The Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, DPIIT, has approved 187 startups for income tax exemption under the revamped Section 80IAC of the Income Tax Act. In a statement, Minister of Commerce and Industry said that the tax benefit allows eligible startups 100% income tax deduction on profits for any 3 consecutive years within a 10-year window from the date of incorporation. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio today said the conflict between Russia and Ukraine cannot be solved militarily. The top U.S. diplomat was talking to media after arriving at Antalya in Turkey for an informal meeting of NATO foreign ministers. The statement comes as delegations from Russia and Ukraine are set to hold direct peace talks in Turkey's city, Istanbul, later in the day. The Khelo India Youth Games 2025 will conclude this evening. Curtains of the Youth Games will come down with a colourful and entertaining closing ceremony to be held at the Pataliputra Sports Complex in Patna, Bihar at 6:30 p.m. The Youth Games commenced on the 4th of this month. Maharashtra emerged as overall champion at the Games, garnering 158 medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.